Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. Being joined by Nate Walters, SDSU basketball star, and of course now getting ready to get drafted maybe in the NBA. Hey, Nate, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard it's been a hectic schedule for you. I mean, what's been going on here in the last couple of weeks? I mean, finals, agents, workouts. What's been going on in your life here in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been an interesting and fun experience so far down here in Bradenton, Florida, at IMG Academy. Had a lot of busy days, but it's been a lot of fun. A lot of top college guys are here with me, so, I mean, it's been a great experience so far.
So are you all done studying? Everything's done for you?
No, actually, I'm taking online classes right now, which is really nice, so that I was able to come down here. So, yeah, I've still got a couple of classes in the summer here. To wrap up before I graduate.
Good for you. Good for you.
So you're still planning on getting your degree. Are you going to be able to get that before the NBA draft would happen early this summer?
No, I still have a couple more classes to take. But, yeah, I'm definitely planning on still getting my degree and finishing what I started.
All right, tell us how you went about getting an agent in preparing for the NBA draft.
Yeah, I met with a couple. Yeah, my parents kind of dealt with most of that during the season. I was kind of on the outside. But, yeah, I met with Jared Karnas, my agent, out of Avery, a couple times after games. He was very interested throughout the year. Went to a lot of games. And then I met with him after the season and just really felt comfortable with him and felt like he was going to do a good job for me.
When you were going through the decision-making process of that, because a lot of us don't get to find out how somebody decides, you know, who's best for them. What was it about them, Nate, that stuck out? Was it just being comfortable with them and knowing that they had your best interest at heart?
Yeah, definitely. He seemed like a down-to-earth guy. Knew he was going to work hard for me. Yeah, I just felt comfortable when I was talking to him. And I just figured he'd do a good job. And, I mean, I've been very pleased with him so far.
How much time are you working out every day? Shooting buckets, still doing that every day? How much?
Oh, yeah. They got us on a really busy schedule. They really set us up nicely here. We got a couple basketball workouts every day. We lift also. We got quickness and movement plyo stuff. They got nutrition for us, so we got great food. So, I mean, it's a great setup to succeed. So,
you mean they didn't have good food up at Frost Arena?
Yeah, Brookings, they didn't have as much options as they do here.
So you mentioned, Nate, earlier that you're down there with some of the best college players in the nation, and you're all getting ready. Because I know the IMG Academy, it's known for preparing and getting athletes ready. Who are some of the other athletes that maybe we would know that you're training with on a daily basis?
We got about seven or eight guys here right now. A couple from Miami, just because they're so close to here. One from Memphis, Adonis Thomas. B.J. Young from Arkansas.
Okay.
Romero Osby from Oklahoma. I think a couple more are coming this week after they made the decision on the agent. And I think the combine's here in a couple weeks. So, I mean, I think things will start heating up here a little bit.
Has there been any contact with any NBA teams that have expressed any interest in you, or is it a little bit too early yet?
It's a little early. Jared Karn is my agent. I'm sure he's been in contact with a couple. But that's still early in the process. And, I mean, me and him will sort everything out as it gets closer.
He's Nate Walters, former SDSU standout, All-American, now getting ready for the potential of being drafted in the NBA draft coming up in just a little over a month. On Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So have you talked to Coach Nagy much during this transition, and has he been able to be a resource for you, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to him just a couple times when I've been down here. Yeah, he was a great guy, and I feel comfortable talking to him about my problems, about my game. It was a great experience at SDSU, and, I mean, he's continued to help me out even after I'm done here.
Nate, watched any of the mock drafts at all? Seen where your name has popped up? They have a couple of them going to the Lakers, maybe.
Yeah, I try not to check all those websites out. But, I mean, yeah, I've definitely hear some things from my friends. some other guys. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity, wherever that presents itself.
What part of the game are you working on right now that maybe you think to yourself that I've got to get better doing this if I want to get into the NBA?
Just get stronger. I need to gain a little bit of weight. They've done a great job here so far. Just the lifting and the nutrition has really helped me. I think I've already gained 5 pounds already in the first couple of weeks, and I think that's good weight. So, yeah, I'm on good track for that. And also just work on my jump shot and all aspects of my game. Just continue to improve and well around my game.
When you look back at your time at SDSU, and maybe because it hasn't really been that long since you left Brookings to go down to Florida, can you look back at it now, even though you went to the NCAA tournament 2 years in a row? Unfortunately, you ran into a couple of very good teams. I mean, Baylor last year, and I mean, look what Michigan did this year. Do you look back at fondly and say, I'm really proud of what I did there and what we were able to accomplish for the program and for the city?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing 4 years. It couldn't have gotten any better, honestly. Just the group of guys that I was able to play with were great. They continue to be great friends even now. And, I mean, just formed a ton of great relationships. The fans, the whole state was an amazing support system. So, yeah, I mean, it was an amazing time. And, I mean, we had some great memories. And, I mean, that program's on the rise right now, and they'll continue to get better.
Nate, what were your thoughts watching Michigan play for the national championship?
I was rooting for them the rest of the way. They're a really good team, and they're very talented. We had a chances in the game and just missed a ton of open shots that we normally make. But I mean, it was a frustrating game. But I mean, that's what happens in the NCAA tournament. We're just thankful that we can make it the last couple of years.
Are the plans to be in St. Cloud, the hometown, when the NBA draft is held?
I haven't even thought about it, honestly. But, I mean, when that time comes, probably just be with family. And, I mean, those guys have helped me out tremendously all my years, and my parents and everything. So, probably just be with them.
Tell you what, St. Cloud's had quite the year. You know, maybe you get drafted in the NBA. They go to the Frozen Four at St. Cloud State. I mean, been quite the year for Huskyville up there.
Yeah, exactly. St. Cloud's really not known for producing a ton of great athletes, but yeah, that's something that I love to do and kind of give other young players kind of hope that you can make it from a town like St. Cloud.
Well, Nate, we certainly appreciate the time you give us. Thanks for the time you have, and we certainly will be in touch with you. You got a lot of folks around here pushing for you and pulling for you when hopefully we can hear your name here in just over a month.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the support again, and thanks for having me.